This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 1st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. New SNAP error rate ominous for California. Biofuels figure in new LCFS. And pork producers lose Prop 12 challenge. California SNAP error rate stays high as penalty looms. California Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program error rate improved a bit in fiscal year 24, but it's still high enough to trigger a state cost share requirement under the budget reconciliation bill making its way through Congress. California's SNAP error rate dropped from 13.4% to just under 11% in FY24. That's according to the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. Why it matters? Well, under the GOP bill, states can be required to help pay for SNAP benefits should their error rate exceed 6%. If the error rate exceeds 10%, the state would have to pay 15% of the program's cost. Another year, another troubling payment error rate in SNAP, a clear sign that the program lacks the state accountability measures hardworking taxpayers deserve. The status quo, slap on the wrist penalties from USDA, have failed at maintaining program integrity in SNAP. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman and House Ag Chair Glenn Thompson said in a joint statement. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom has taken President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans to task for changes to SNAP, saying they would hurt Californians who rely on the program. Hundreds of thousands of Californians who need food assistance will be at risk of losing it, and it will punish working people by ending their eligibility, Newsom said at a press release last week. Grassley relents on payment limits. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has tried for years to impose tighter limits and eligibility standards for commodity programs. He was prepared to offer an amendment on the reconciliation bill during yesterday's Votorama, but ultimately relented. Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman agreed to work with Grassley to look into potential fraud and abuse of farm payments and how to study payment limits are structured, the source says. You can follow our coverage of the budget reconciliation bill at AgriPulse.com. SCOTUS action on Prop 12 and Bayer petitions. The Supreme Court yesterday denied a petition filed by the Iowa Pork Producers Association over Proposition 12. It prohibits the sale of pork in California that comes from sows housed in gestation crates. States like California and Massachusetts should not dictate Iowa farming practices, said Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd, who led 23 states in asking the justices to take the case. Laws like this hurt Iowa's rural communities and make it more difficult for Americans to enjoy the world-class pork products they have come to love and expect from our state. Meanwhile, the justices are asking for input from the Office of the Solicitor General, the nation's top lawyer, before deciding whether to take up a petition sought by Bayer on the reach of federal pesticide law. Bayer petition seeks review of a Missouri Court of Appeals decision that upheld a $1.25 million verdict against Bayer. The case was brought by a man who claimed exposure to Roundup herbicide caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Biofuels figure in new California fuel standard. California's revamped low-carbon fuel standard goes into effect today. increased biofuel input designed to help clean the air and address climate change. But lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have raised concerns that Californians could see higher gas prices as a result. According to the California Air Resources Board, the basic framework of the LCFS has worked well over the past 13 years by using a diverse and low-carbon source of transportation fuel. The new rules raise requirements for cleaner fuels and broaden a $2 billion credit market aimed at cutting emissions from cars, trucks, and freight. However, Republicans in the state legislature have been attacking the revamped LCFS, saying it amounts to price gouging and will negatively affect Californians who already pay the highest prices in the nation. California Senate Minority Leader Brian Jones questioned whether CARB appropriately weighed economic impacts alongside equity and environmental impacts of the updated LCFS. And last week, California's Republican congressional delegation, led by Representative David Valadao, urged that the implementation of revamped standards be put on hold. Central Valley families can't afford to pay an extra 66 cents a gallon every time they fill up, he said. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers, who also are worried about increased gas prices, have introduced legislation that would cap the price of the standards fuel credits. The bill would require CARB to amend the LCFS to make changes to the average statewide credit price to keep fuel prices lower. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom defended the revamped LCFS, saying the claim effects on fuel prices are exaggerated. There are many disingenuous claims swirling about California's gas prices set to soar. The truth is that gas prices won't come anywhere close to increasing by 65 cents, as many would have you believe, he said. Guidance on natural food dyes, part of FDA's priorities. Natural food dyes and upcoming traceability requirements are among FDA's Human Food Program's guidance priorities, according to its proposed 2025 guidance agenda. By the end of the year, the Human Food Program expects to release drafts or final guidance on various food safety, food additive, and nutrition issues. These include some launched under the previous administration, like industry guidance for the upcoming food traceability rule. The program will additionally release draft guidance for industry on natural food colors, specifically using fruit and vegetable juice as additives. This guidance follows the recent push led by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to remove synthetic dyes from the food supply. The agency also expects to release draft guidance on action levels for cadmium and inorganic arsenic in baby food and action levels for opiate alkaloids on poppy seeds. Something's missing. One notable absence from the agenda is guidance on the, quote, healthy symbol and front-of-pack labeling proposed rule. An FDA spokesperson said the agency still is actively working on several nutrient content and labeling initiatives. FDA posts its Human Foods Program guidance agenda to transparently share efforts underway, and it reflects our best projection of documents that we expect to actually publish as draft or final by December 2025, the spokesperson said in an email. Here's today's final word. To show people how spoiled countries have become with respect to the United States of America, and I have great respect for Japan, they won't take our rice. And yet they have a massive rice shortage. In other words, we'll just be sending them a letter. And we love having them as a trading partner for so many years to come. That President Donald Trump on a post on Truth Social indicating Japan will be getting a letter setting tariff rates. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 1st. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chopped Alex.